Now for an episode in the lives of Frank Watanabe, the Japanese houseboy, and his employer, the Honorable Archibald Chiselberry. Archie has taken up his residence in Hollywood, California, and has engaged Frank Watanabe as his personal servant and valet. If we follow the daily lives of these two, I think we shall be repaid with a lot of fun, a lot of romance, and a lot of adventure. The Honorable Archie is at the moment in his room dressing. He's a little nervous. He's taking somebody out tonight. Who, I wonder? The ever-faithful Frank is buzzing round trying to help. Listen. We're off on the adventures of Frank Watanabe and the Honorable Archie.
Frank?
Yes, sir, ma'am?
Don't stand so close to me, Frank.
No.
Don't you know that a really well-trained valet never cramps his employer when dressing?
Uh-huh.
He simply stands near him, gets things, holds things, and assists in every way possible.
Yes, sir.
All you do is to rush about, and every time I turn round, I bump into you.
Oh, well, what wearing apparatus you desire next, please? Maybe necktie?
Why should I want my necktie? I haven't got my shirt on yet, let alone my tie.
Oh, wait one second, please. I must using whisker broom. Just a whisker broom off here.
Don't brush my undershirt.
No?
That can't be dusty. In any case, nobody will see that.
Oh, yes, that's true. Oh, Anabarachis, you going out tonight?
Am I going out tonight? Why do you ask such silly questions? Do you imagine that I'm about to put on my full evening clothes to sit by myself in my study?
So...
Have you put the cufflinks in my shirt?
No, because I too busy cleaning a white car. I just using piece of rubber.
Good heavens, why?
Why? Because I dropping car on floor and Oscar, those darling little cat, he step on it and put a foot pad on same.
Oh, confound the cat.
Confound it.
Get me another collar. Don't imagine I can go out with the imprint of Oscar's foot round my neck, all smudged over and made worse with India rubber. Let me look at it.
All right.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
One footprint of Oscar's and 8 fingerprints of yours. Get me another.
Another what, please?
Another collar.
Oh, but new collar costing price at 25 cents.
I can't help that, Frank. Where I'm going tonight, I must look my best.
Oh, all right. Oh, Anabarachis, where are you going tonight? Maybe England gentleman cricket meeting?
Cricket meeting? Something much more important than that, Frank. Hand me my shirt, will you?
All right. Here are shirts right here, please.
I hope Oscar hasn't paraded down the front of this.
No, that one all right. Awful white. What kind of places are you wearing those shirts, please? What kind of places?
All kinds of places. Wherever formal evening dress is worn. Now, where did you put my onyx and pearl studs?
Right here.
Right there. Good heavens, you've put them in backwards. There they are in such a position that the onyx and pearl effect is wasted on my undershirt. Can you imagine a friend saying to me, Archie, where are your onyx and pearl studs? And me saying, oh, half a moment, I must turn my shirt inside out because my eccentric little Japanese servant always puts them in backwards.
So. Oh, maybe you dancing tonight at some place, please, Anabarachi?
I shouldn't be surprised. You never know. On the other hand, I may be dressing up just to take a stroll down by the docks or go fishing.
Oh, I think very peculiar.
Yes, very peculiar. In fact, almost extraordinary. Now hand me my tie.
All right, you take this one right here.
Yes, that's just what I might have expected. A green, heliotrope and yellow club-colored tie to wear with evening clothes. Is that the way you'd send me forth, perhaps to meet my fate?
So, I see you're going to meet somebody. Anavaratis, I like telling nice joke story about necktie. It are a river.
A what?
River?
A riddle.
Oh, yes, river. You like hearing those style joke story, please?
Yes. Hand me a white tie and fire off the riddle at me while I tie it. I can put up with almost anything tonight. Go on.
All right, I go on. I shall asking those riddle. You listen?
Yes, I'm all ears, Frank.
Yes, all right. 1, 2, 3. Why do American gentlemen enjoy to having Japanese boy tie he necktie? Why? Can you reply it?
Why do American gentlemen like Japanese boys to tie their neckties? Is that the riddle?
Yes, ma'am, that is. very humorous. I reading in book yesterday. Oh, awful comical. So comical.
Oh, good heavens. This must be going to be very funny. Do you think it's safe for me to hear it?
Yes, I think everything very safety.
Well, here goes then. Why do American gentlemen like Japanese boys to tie their neckties?
All right, I tell you. Because it are a foreign hand.
Because it are a foreign hand?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't see that, Frank. That doesn't seem any reason for the American gentleman to express a preference for Japanese boys to tie ties.
Oh, well, I exclaim those jokes to you. What are a bow tie?
Is this another riddle? All right, I give up. What is a bow tie?
No, please. I'm not asking one more riddle. I just try explaining what are those other riddles.
Oh, I see. A bow tie has to do with the first one.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then why didn't you say so? Why didn't you say, how is it American gentlemen like bow ties made in Japan, tied by Japanese boys?
No. Try here, no. That's not what I'm speaking. You see, we having two kind neckties wearing on a neck. One kind equals bow tie, other kind entitled foreign hand. Foreign hand, you see?
I see. You mean the other is an imported tie?
No. You're not receiving those jokes like you are supposed laughing at. I tell you once more. You see, I are a Japanese boy.
Yes.
I coming from Japan. You see?
Yes.
Now, where do I coming from? Other word.
I know. Yokohama.
No. No, I coming from Tokyo. But, so. When somebody coming from other country, he are a foreigner. Not so? And I coming from those places, and I tie necktie. So, those fingers which I using to tie necktie are a foreign hand. Do you think very funny?
Oh, yeah, that's terribly funny. That's jolly good. Yes, yes, I see. You're trying to tie four neckties with one hand. Yes, hand me my waistcoat, will you?
Too bad. Oh. Now I'm telling those necktie story all over once more for you. Why do American gentlemen like hiring a...
Oh, for goodness sake, I've answered that. I've seen the joke, haven't I? Didn't you hear me say jolly good and guffaw slightly? That means I've seen it.
Heaven's sake, it are getting worse.
It isn't getting worse.
What is it getting?
It's getting better.
Oh. Anabarachis, you going visit maybe some very high-class gentleman tonight among your white shirt, cane, and silk hat?
No, I'm not visiting any gentleman. I'm taking a lady out to dine and then possibly to dance. Now you've got it. Uh-huh. You've been asking nosy questions all the time I've been dressing, and now perhaps you're satisfied. I'm taking out a lady.
Already? What kind of lady? Young or just oldish one?
I'm going with a young and very beautiful girl, Frank.
Oh, I never hear about those kind of girls before.
Of course you didn't hear. You weren't even in the house yesterday. It was your afternoon off. I was alone, and romance came my way. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, romance came my way. Tra-la, tra-la, romance came my way.
You singing. Very nice. What kind of song, that one?
Oh, just the song of spring, Frank, you know? The lilting of a light heart. Uh-huh. Love, love, come from your hiding place. Come now and welcome the spring. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la. Welcome the spring. Oh, tra-la-la, 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 tra-la-la. Frank!
Yes, ma'am.
You forget yourself. Stop singing. When I lilt, I like to lilt alone. Now, come on. Help me on with my coat now. Tempest fugit.
You going wear your tempest fugit also?
Wear what?
Tempest fugit, yes.
Good heavens, you don't wear tempest fugit. That means time flies.
What kind flies?
Time flies.
Oh, time.
Time, yes. Moments are fleeting. I shall be late. I shan't be ready when she calls.
Oh, so. Oh, she calling at you?
Yes, Frank, she's calling in her automobile.
So, in she automobile, what kind of automobile? Maybe closed up toupee?
Closed up toupee. Good heavens, it's a car, not a wig. Oh. Fancy anybody with a 16-cylinder toupee.
Oh, sir. Well, my dear employment, how do you meeting those girls when I are not here yesterday? Maybe she calling your house for sell you some book to work way between college?
Frank, do you think everybody I meet, every girl that I know, has some ulterior motive for her acquaintance with me? Don't you think it's possible that romance should come my way?
Why?
Why? There's a silly ask question. Oh, why? Why not?
Well, yes, why not? Why not? Maybe you meeting those girls at the last week dog show where you was at?
I met the lady by chance, by accident.
Uh-huh.
Her beautiful automobile happened to skid outside this house yesterday afternoon. I was fortunate enough to be able to render her some slight assistance. She fainted.
Oh, too bad.
I got her water. Huh. And when she opened her eyes, they gazed into mine gratefully.
Oh, so sweet.
Rather more than gratefully, I thought. The consequence was...
Yes, is that so?
Oh, don't keep interrupting me.
No.
The consequence was, we decided that fate had played a part in our meeting. And tonight... Ah, tonight, Frank... I shall be with her again.
Yes. Well, I think more better be putting on coat, please, just here.
Oh, Joe, I haven't put my coat on, have I?
No.
I'm so excited and nervous. I don't know what I'm doing, Frank, you know.
No. Just excuse, please, but what kind of hair do she wearing? Yarrowish, radish, or brunette?
Frank, her hair is a mass of dancing sunbeams.
Dancing sunbeams.
good heavens, do you hear that, Frank? That'll be her, Frank. That's her. That's her outside in her car waiting for me. Hurry up, give me my gardenia.
Right,
now my monocle.
All right.
Am I all right? Where's my hat? Put it on for me. Is it right? Is it on at an angle? Is it smart?
Yes, your hat looking very intelligent.
Now my coat, Frank, my coat. Look at it. Does it set properly?
Oh,
is it snug round the collar?
Yes, ma'am.
Then I'm going, Frank. Good night. Don't sit up for me. Open the door now.
Oh, waiting, please. Oh, you forget something.
What is it? I didn't forget anything, did I?
Oh, yes. You forget to putting on your pants.
Oh, my hat.
No, not your hat. Your pants are missing.
Well, it's your fault. Where are my pants?
They are at the steaming cleaners.
Oh.
Poor Archie. There he is, all dressed up in full evening attire, including silk hat and monocle, but minus his pants. Isn't Frank a useful valet?